Now the shit's about to kick off. This party looks whack. Let's take it back to straight hip hop and start it from scratch. I'm about to bloody this.
Now on Stitcher Radio, iTunes, and Spreaker, we present the one and only Breakdown Sports Show. The best run sports talk show in the Carolinas on the interwebs. With your host, the never intimidated or duplicated Big Shot Bob.
I liked what I saw from Cam.
And the man at the top of the summit, the man bringing it home, Rocky.
Lorenzo Cain to teach Cam Newton how to slide.
The show starts now.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on a wonderful, wonderful Thursday morning.
What's up, man?
What's going on? Happy Batman Day.
It's a happy Batman. When the hell did Batman get a day?
He doesn't. His movie comes out tonight.
Oh, you rooting for Batman and not Superman?
That's right. Dude, all right. Who's better, Batman or Superman?
Superman.
Why?
Because the only thing that can stop Superman is kryptonite.
Why did I even ask you? I should know what you got on right now. The only thing is stop him. I know, but Batman's cooler.
I know he's cool. He has all the money. He can get all the girls. He's a billionaire playboy with a huge company.
You know, I was listening to radio this morning because I do listen to other people. But I was listening to it and I was sitting there thinking, you know why I like Batman? And I think most people like Batman or Superman.
Why is that?
Because they can be Batman.
You can't be Batman.
You could be Batman.
You got $1 billion somewhere in the stash.
No, but I'm saying you could try, you know, with all his gadgets and everything, you could be Batman. You can't be Superman. I mean, and the reason I say that is he kind of reminds me of Steph Curry. You know, you can practice to be Steph Curry. The same thing. You can practice to be Batman. Of course, you need money.
You need money, and I mean, you could be Superman. You could walk around in some blue tights with some red underwear on. And
you can't be Superman, though. You can't fly. You can't do all. You can build a car.
You can fly with your imagination.
You can build a Batmobile. You can build that stuff. You can't build X-ray vision.
Or laser vision.
Yeah.
A shout out to Charlie_Zoe1 for joining in.
Thank you, Charlie,
for checking out the show. We appreciate it.
I got to say Batman's cooler, man. He's Batman's always been my guy.
Habela32, our show isn't live on iHeartRadio. It's uploaded into iHeartRadio, so it'll be posted later on this week.
It'll be hosted tomorrow. It'll be up there tomorrow morning.
But you can definitely check out our previous episodes on iHeartRadio anytime you want to. Under Breakdown Sports Show, type in Breakdown Sports Show. You will see my lovely face and this guy over here.
Wow. Pop up. I guess I'm not a lovely face. You can also go to breakdownsportsshow.com and check out all the shows there on our website. And you can follow us on Twitter while you're at it, BSS Carolinas.
And my bad is Habala, like baller, 12. Habala 12.
Okay. Well, sweet. Well, we got a great show. You know, I know we're talking about Batman and Superman. We might go back to that, but we got a good show today. We'll talk about NCAA bracket because last week we didn't get to talk that all the two of us wasn't here together. But this week we're going to talk about our Sweet 16. How's your bracket?
My bracket's doing pretty well, man. It would be doing better if Northern Iowa didn't have a meltdown. And the reason we pop up on Periscope, Habala, is it's not weird. We're huge in Periscope. We're huge in a couple countries out here. People love us.
People like us in Canada. What do you mean, why are we on Periscope?
He just said when he turned it on, we just popped up and it seemed kind of weird. And we kind of pay for some time there on Periscope. So, you know, you slide a little money to some people, things can happen. No, I'll play. We don't pay.
But we're on Periscope because, you know, that's where everybody's at. You know, we're trying to.
We like being on TV too.
That's right.
Don't you like seeing us?
But anyway, talking about your bracket and everything. How, you know.
Oh, he's saying he was looking for us on iHeart.
Oh, were you?
And then he got a notification that we were on Periscope, too.
Okay.
Oh, thank you for looking for us everywhere.
Appreciate it. Because we are everywhere. Going back to our brackets.
How much am I winning by?
It's sad, dude. It is sad. You're winning. You're 87.5% correct. Right now, you are winning. I'm trying to see the exact point total. Okay, 440. I'm at 360. Easy is at 400. And Jay Romo is at 370.
Ooh.
We had somebody join the group. Now, as far as that goes, me and you both have Kansas winning the whole thing.
Okay.
Which I'm not surprised you didn't pick Carolina, I guess.
You know I'm not picking the Tar Heels. I'm sorry.
But your Final Four right now, it looks like Kansas, Oklahoma, UNC, Michigan State.
And we all know what happened to Michigan State. Dummies.
I had Michigan State playing title game, so you know what that happened for me. My Final Four, I actually had Kentucky and Michigan State in one half, and Kansas, Oklahoma in the other. So the Oklahoma game today is huge.
That is huge. Seven
For me to even have a chance. But you're pretty much set, dude. I mean, and you got Carolina still alive. So
Habala 12 asks, can you see Oregon taking it all?
I can. You know, I'm not a huge Pac-12 guy, but I can see the way they've been playing.
They play pretty well.
You know, now I will say their bracket is weaker than anybody else's bracket.
They'll have a test tonight with Ingram and Allen. Both of those guys are averaging 20-plus per game. But as long as Oregon rebounds the basketball and just out-physicals Duke, and they should win tonight.
If they,
I hate saying that.
They should win tonight. There's no way Grayson Allen should have a big game. Because I am screening him. I am fouling him. I am doing everything to Grayson Allen to make sure he trips up. I can see Oregon winning tonight and getting to the lead eight.
That's where I have them, and I have them bowing out to Oklahoma.
I can see them beat Oklahoma. I mean, you know, I don't know if Buddy Hield can keep it going because he's been killing it the first, you know, two games.
Buddy Hield is such a great scorer, man. It's hard to stop him. The only reason he'll shut down is if he has an off-shooting night.
You know why he will look good next year?
In Charlotte? Come on to Charlotte.
I can't. Adding a score like that to this team, of course, right now I can't say a lot. We're averaging 103 points a game, so up from 92. So it's not like we're not scoring. But, dude, Buddy Hield's played great. Right now, tonight, I think it's tonight.
Yeah, it's tonight.
In the South, Kansas versus Maryland, the one seed against the five seed, and Miami. The Sweet 16 starts tonight. There's some games today and some tomorrow. I know Duke's tonight.
Duke is tonight, 7:15 p.m. Eastern time.
But we got number 3 Miami and number 2 Villanova. Who wins those two games? Kansas, Maryland, and Miami, Villanova.
Well, of course I got Kansas because I got Kansas winning the whole thing. And Maryland has the talent, but they just get in their own ways. So Kansas should win that game. Villanova and Miami is going to be a very interesting game. I think I have Villanova winning because I have Villanova at least getting to the Elite Eight. Villanova is draining threes. They look like the Warriors. They are raining threes on teams. I think they get by Miami tonight.
Think they get by Miami?
I think they do. But the last time Jim Laurinaitis coached against Villanova was when he was with George Mason in 2011, and he knocked Villanova out. And I think it was in the round of 64. So, if any coach knows how to beat Villanova, Jim Laurinaitis does with Miami. So, it could go either way. I just went Villanova.
I mean, if you don't go off that route, I mean, NC State, Mark Godfrey knows how to beat Villanova. I mean, he beat them last year. I mean, just saying. I didn't even have Villanova making it this far. I'm very surprised they made it the way they have. I think they lose tonight. I think they lose to Miami, and I think Kansas beat Maryland because I got Kansas going all the way and winning everything. So
So you got Kansas and Miami playing in the Elite Eight game. I got Kansas and Villanova playing in the Elite Eight game.
And I think Kansas handles Miami. Let me say, though, because I thought Wichita State was going to beat Miami. I had Wichita State winning that game, and they just come out so strong.
Yeah. That's been the main theme of this tournament. It seems like a team will jump on another team really big, and in the second half, the team that's down will make a run, but they just won't have enough in the tank to overcome that deficit. Because Duke jumped out on Yale. Yale made a great run to get back into the game, but they just didn't have enough. Miami jumped way out on Wichita State, and Wichita State made that run. They even got a one-point lead in that game, but they just didn't have enough to hold on to that one-point lead.
Can we squash the whole parity in college basketball? Stop it.
There's parity.
There's no parity in college basketball. I agree with Jay Billis the other day. I was listening to Jay Billis talk. There is no parity in basketball. If you look at you see the upsets, but how many times do they win it all? No, they don't win the whole title or anything. Nah. It's not like they're running the seat. They win one game.
It's rare to have like that team, like Butler. When Butler went to back-to-back title games from a smaller conference, it's hard for those mid-majors to make it all the way, especially when they have to play team after team that has multiple talented players.
Like right now, you look at the two high seeds left in the Sweet 16. Gonzaga is 11 and Syracuse is 10. No one that I thinks they're a Cinderella. Not a Cinderella.
And do you even have those two teams winning it all anyway?
No, but you know I actually got Virginia now coming out of that side of the bracket. But, I mean, Gonzaga and Syracuse have been there. They're a staple of the tournament every single season. Sometimes they get fathered, but this year, you know, they've had the luck of the draw with Middle Tennessee State winning.
And if you're a Carolina fan, you got to love the way the bracket filled out for you. I mean, yeah, you play – who do they play?
They got Indiana.
They play Indiana. But the next game is against the winner of the Notre Dame-Wisconsin game to get to the Final Four. You don't think Carolina, which they should beat Indiana, isn't going to destroy Notre Dame or Wisconsin?
They should, but that's a key word, should. You might play a Wisconsin team that went to the championship game last year. That did, yes, they lost some pieces. They still got Nigel Hayes, but that style of system that slowed them down and just put you to sleep kind of game, they could win that game. I mean, that's one of the games that could give Carolina a lot of trouble.
Wisconsin has shot, I think, 30% from the field over the first two games.
It's so brutal to
watch. If you play slow against – oh, I really appreciate you like listening to us. We like talking.
Oh, yeah, we'll talk all day.
But you play slow against Carolina with their size – and athleticism, you're asking for trouble, especially if you're not shooting the ball well. Wisconsin, I think, scored 47 points to beat Pittsburgh in the first round game. 47 ain't going to beat Carolina.
No, if you slow it down, that's Virginia gave them trouble. If you remember, Virginia gave them trouble during the season because they slowed it down, and that's the way Wisconsin plays. I'm just, you know, and trust me, they ain't got the shooters they had last year with Decker and Kaminsky.
Yeah.
You know, but they can get hot. I mean, dude, this tournament, you can see anybody gets hot at any point. You know, look at, I'm going to tell you, watching the kid from Middle Tennessee State, Murray.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that guy, that kid, he should be really, really good next year at Middle Tennessee State. But, you know, anything can happen, man, any given Saturday.
Especially in the first round.
Yeah.
But now we're at the cream of the crop, man. That's Sweet 16, the ACC dominant Sweet 16.
For people saying the ACC shouldn't have got this many teams in, yeah, they're putting you to shame now.
And imagine if Louisville would have not put that ban on themselves. There might be 7 ACC teams in the Sweet 16.
The most ever is 6 teams in Sweet 16, most in NCAA history. Then we got Oregon and Duke. And you got Oregon winning?
I do have Oregon winning. I had Duke losing last weekend to Baylor, but Baylor just choked up against Yale. Duke has, like I've said in previous shows, if Duke played really well, they would get to the Sweet 16. They've gotten to the Sweet 16. They just don't have enough as far because they don't have enough depth and they don't rebound the basketball. Those two things get you in this round and going forward. I mean, nothing would make me happy if Duke just somehow pulled out a way to win the national title. But I'm a realist, and I don't want to bet my bracket on my heart, you know.
You can't. Yeah, you can't, man. Oregon should win this pretty easily. Grayson Allen.
your enemy, man. You're gonna love this. You're gonna love the shirt you're gonna have to wear when you lose.
yeah, if I lose. Then we got number three Texas A&M, number two Oklahoma. I got Oklahoma winning, but A&M, man, the way they came back against Stephen F. Austin.
Northern Iowa.
Or, thank you, Northern Iowa.
Yeah, that broke my heart, man. I felt so bad for those kids from Northern Iowa. I'm four straight turnovers. A couple booty calls that gave free throws to A&M. But I got Buddy Hield in Oklahoma beating A&M. I got Oklahoma going to the Final Four.
If you watch the game, I didn't feel bad for them because absolutely bad inbounding. Their inbounder wasn't in the game. So you tell me there's not one other guy on the team that can inbound the ball?
Obviously not.
And the guy they passed it to froze. And nobody came to him. Everybody left him on an island saying,
Go get trapped in the corner. Yeah. Hey, I'm open maybe.
But you got to go to the ball. In that situation, you can't do that.
At worst case scenario, he should have just taken the 10-second violation and let A&M have the ball out of bounds with like 2 seconds left.
And it's not like A&M was making threes. They were making layups.
They were getting layup after layup, three-point plays the old-fashioned way. It was gut-wrenching, man, because it hurt my hurt my bracket.
Yeah, they're definitely getting a Dummy of the Week award.
And they definitely made terrible decisions. I don't understand. You're playing big-time college basketball. You don't know how to break the press. You don't know how to break the press? Y'all don't practice this? We're talking about practice here. Not a game. Practice breaking the press, Northern Iowa. And it was their seniors that were making the mistakes. Guys that have been in the program for 4 years. It boggles the mind, man. It really boggles the mind.
I mean, it was absolutely insane that, you know, they couldn't get the ball inbounds. I'm watching it. I'm like, really? You can't get the ball inbounds?
Can't get the ball inbounds. Can't get the ball across half court. Can't get out of your own damn way.
You know, I was hoping that Easy was going to be here today. I had noise for him last week. Lacey gives it to Anya. Clock goes to two. Anya, little turnaround. And it goes! BJ Anya!
NC State on top! Was that from the NIT?
No, it's from last year.
Oh.
Come on, man. That was when they beat LSU.
Okay.
NIT, my honey. we wouldn't make the NIT this year. Then we got UNC, Indiana. Dude, Indiana, to me, beating Kentucky was one of the biggest upsets to me because I thought there was no way Indiana could beat Kentucky.
Yogi Ferrell is a nice point guard. I didn't think they were going to beat Kentucky either. They're definitely not beating Carolina. They don't
no
have
chance.
No chance. They don't have enough to stop Carolina. Yogi Ferrell will have to go for 40. And I like Tom Crean. Heck of a coach. Heck of a job that he's done with Indiana this year. Even after all the stuff that's talked to him constantly by the Indiana fans, the students, everything else, even the faculty, to have them in the Sweet 16 is huge. But Carolina should win by at least 10 points tonight.
I agree. I think Carolina wins are just too strong. And the way they're playing, watch out, though. I mean, this is a team. Indiana could beat them. They beat Kentucky. They could beat Carolina. But I don't think they will. Then we got Notre Dame and Wisconsin, the sleeper game.
Go catch you a nap.
I'm going to say the Irish wins. They'll beat Wisconsin.
Neither team has played really well.
No, they won. That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
Then we're in the Midwest. You got Virginia and Iowa State. I am so sick of Iowa State. Every year I pick them to go far, they lose first round. This year I pick them to lose in the first round, they go to Sweet 16.
I had them at least to the Sweet 16, and I had them bowing out to UVA tonight. I think I had them in the Sweet 16.
You did.
Yeah, so I got them bowing out to UVA. UVA is allowing, 47% shoot? 47.5 points a game in the tournament right now. You cannot score on UVA. And then they slow down the tempo, too. So they're taking possessions from you, and they play lockdown defense.
Yeah, they play great. The biggest thing about them is Michigan State went out. That was their biggest friend.
Yeah, definitely.
Who meets? I saw a big old, I don't know what they were saying.
I'm sorry, my pad is trying to reconnect, so I can't
answer
your comments right now, but once we reconnect, we'll be able to answer some comments for you.
Are you changing any of your Final Four right now?
Yeah, UVA for Michigan State.
UVA, I'll go UVA. I'm going to say UVA and Carolina, I guess, because I didn't have Carolina in the Final Four. Oklahoma, some coaching news. Oklahoma State hired Brad Underwood as their new coach. He was Stephen F. Austin's coach because Travis Ford got let go. I think that's a real good hire. And then the ACC news, TCU hired Jamie Dixon for Pittsburgh.
Jamie Dixon couldn't take the pressure of being in the ACC. He's not getting the recruits he once got when he was in the Big East. And then just competing in the ACC, not getting the recruits, and the pressure of trying to keep what you had going in Pittsburgh alive. It's too much. And, I mean, TCU is his alma mater. And you can say that if you want to give him a scapegoat. But we know what the real is, Jamie Dixon. We know, man.
All right. I see it. Some other real fast college news. Ben Simmons declared for the draft. Would you draft him or Ingram number one? Ingram's getting a lot of buzz right now.
I watched the end of the A&M game. They're not my team, so I just turned into the – end of the AMM, Northern Iowa game, like the last 3 minutes. Ben Simmons, he's definitely bigger, more physical, stronger. He has a lot of upside. I don't know if he's going to be an elite scorer in that league, man. And you know, the last number one overall pick that got drafted number one that didn't make the NCAA tournament was Michael Olowokandi. And we saw how that worked out.
I ain't gonna compare him to Candyman. I would say Ingram, and here's why: he shows more heart, than Simmons does to me.
That's my big hiccup with Ben Simmons too. Like Ben Simmons could have went to a Kansas, a Kentucky, a Duke, and been competing against these high level teams in the NCAA tournament right now. He just chose to go to LSU so he could breeze through college because we all know he didn't want to go to college anyway, and just have a lackluster, oh, yeah, it's just my year off before I go to the NBA, yada, yada, yada. I love his athleticism. I love his potential, man. But I'm taking Brandon Ingram, too, man. Brandon Ingram reminds me of Kevin Durant.
Yeah, I'm definitely going Ingram. Let's go into who you sitting at bar with, enemy of the week.
I'm sitting here talking to you, drunk and on the run. I'm sitting at a bar on the inside.
Who you sitting at the bar with?
In the trailer park, so I jack the keys to her.
Who you sitting with?
I'm sitting with all the people on Periscope tuned in to BSS Carolinas. Your drinks are on me during happy hour, and it ain't premium beers, draft beers, so the dollar beers.
I am sitting with Wayne Selden's uncle.
Oh my God. I love that guy.
I am sitting at the bar with him because he can tell me what time it is all the time. And people are comparing him to Flavor Flav. A lot of people call him Flavor Flav.
Because he has the big clock around his neck.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, but
I love the dunk with the post. I love the picture and everything on his clock he had.
I mean, Wayne Selden has had a couple outstanding dunks this tournament. Jeez. Is his stock shooting through the roof right now?
And he should. I mean, the guy is a very good player, and, you know, I think he should. Let's go enemy of the week.
You don't want to make an enemy out of me. And I'm looking right into the camera. And I'm going to say it again. You don't want to make an enemy out of me.
Who's your enemy this week?
It's going to be the Oregon Ducks because, unfortunately, they're going to beat Duke tonight and they're going to end Brandon Ingram's brief career at Duke University. But I've enjoyed this year, enjoyed seeing Brandon Ingram with Dawn, the Blue Devil Blue. And good luck when you go to the NBA. Hopefully you don't get drafted by the Sixers.
Yeah, no, that's a career killer. to me, it's going to be Cat Barber. Are you out your mind, Cat? You're a late second round pick, and you declared for NBA draft.
Did he hire an agent?
Not yet, but he's going to go through the process. Dude, you got to come back to school. If you will be the third straight year we've lost a high profile player, CJ Leslie, a couple years ago, Trevor Lacy last year. They didn't get drafted. Same thing's gonna happen to you, dude.
Cat, come back, play with Dennis Smith next year.
Absolutely,
you will have the most fun you've had in NC State.
Make a run. That's what we're building for next year. All right, well, that's the end of today's show. You got anything else?
As always, sports is life.
And you can catch us everywhere. Everybody on Periscope, stick around. We got a couple more shows besides that coming up. If you don't stick around for the shows, go to iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and you can catch us everywhere. See you later. Wait, I can't front stick, man. There's a few who really come to do what they say they gonna do. Back at the bench, there's no car branch. Everybody gonna move when we see you. So, do you like it? Say yeah if you like it like that. Yeah! Do you like it?